You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Lily Jamali. Just 3% of digital health deals done in the U.S. between 2011 and mid-2020 focused on women's health. That's according to the venture fund Rock Health. Last year, PitchBook reports, women's health startups raised more than $1 billion, which in relative terms isn't a lot. Brittany Hawkins, co-founder and CEO of Alonza Wellness, has navigated these waters. Her platform focuses on women trying to manage the often painful, sometimes debilitating symptoms of endometriosis, the condition in which tissue, like the kind that lines the uterus, grows outside the uterus, affects 1 in 10 women.
Often they've experienced long road of, I can only describe it as medical gaslighting. Their pain hasn't been acknowledged. They haven't been really supported throughout their journey. And therefore, they're just really frustrated. You go in and a doctor usually has only 15 minutes to provide care for someone. And that's really not enough time to deliver what is needed. So they're kind of moved into the chronic pain category. And that's just not something that's easy to prescribe in a 15-minute conversation.
Why do you think it's hard for people to talk about women's health?
Oh, I feel like we need to unravel years and years of societal conditioning. But I think it's just uncomfortable. And I think even more since kind of things have shifted in the reproductive health space. You know, one of the pain modulators for endometriosis is contraceptive hormones that you can kind of help moderate your cycle so it doesn't perpetuate your endometriosis. This alone is becoming a contentious conversation. You know, the second it hits the reproductive tract, it becomes politicized, it becomes personal, it becomes, you know, some people might find it gross. And so you have to really read the room and realize that actually no one wants to hear your story. They want to know that it's a problem that people are willing to pay enough money to solve.
I wonder, how have things changed on the funding front since you got started?
This is my third company. So I definitely feel like things have gotten better. I mean, but I think it's a matter of starting from absolutely nothing to something. But I think what you're also seeing is particularly right now in the market, there's a lot of factors that are not making people want to jump at new opportunities. This is what I've heard in the market. This is not necessarily my perspective, but female investors tend to be more reticent to invest in times of uncertainty, which also tends to be then that the companies they would otherwise invest in are the most impacted. And then women's health is seen already as higher risk. So then you're already seeing some potential, again, reticence to invest in companies that are outside of the typical, you know, heavy hitting sort of big names.
That was Brittany Hawkins, co-founder and CEO of Alonza Wellness. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.